You know, my grandfather was in the Confederate Army, and I'm very proud of that fact. And he told his story and passed it on down in the family. He said there was a Cajun from Southwest Louisiana was in the Confederate Army in his company, and he got captured in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And they sent him way up north into Michigan to a prisoner of war camp. And he did all right. They treated him pretty good. But they sent him out, they started to send him out on work details. And he'd tell all them Yankee guard, he'd say, I want to tell you something. Us rebel beat the hell out of y'all at Chickamauga, I guarantee. And he didn't tell them that once. He just kept it up. Us rebel beat the hell out of you at Chickamauga. Whoo! Man, if we'd had any kind of line of supply, we'd have run you into the Atlantic Ocean, I guarantee. We beat the hell out of you, Yankee, at Chickamauga. Well, they just got to where they couldn't took it some more, and they couldn't beat him to death. So they left him at the camp. That's all right with him. He didn't have to did nothing. Well, they say, we ain't gonna let him get by with that. They put him in the hole, kept him there a while. They sent him back out on them work detail, and he's just out there 5 minutes. He said, us rebel beat the hell out of you, Yankee, at Chickamauga, I guarantee. Who ain't good? Yes, sir, if we'd had any line of supply, we'd have run you into Canada and the Atlantic Ocean, I guarantee. Man, we beat the hell out of you at Chickamauga. Well, he was lowering the morale in the whole camp. And finally, after about 2 months of that, the commanding officer sent for him. He walked in there and stood up there and looked at him. He said, look, you got to quit talking about the rebel beating the hell out of the Yankee at Chickamauga. We beating y'all. He said, you didn't beat us at Chickamauga. You did not beat us at Chickamauga. We beat the hell out of you, Yankee. He said, I know you did. He said, how come I got to quit? He said, we'll give you $5,000 if you'll just shut up talking about the rebel beat us at Chickamauga. He said, hell no. Well, he went back and put him in a hole some more, and they let him out and put him on a work detail. He wasn't out there 3 minutes. He said, you know what? Rebel beat the hell out of you, Yankee, at Chickamauga. We beat you bad, too. We'd have just had any line of supply. We'd have run you plumb into the Atlantic Ocean and Canada, plumb on into the Hudson Bay, I guarantee. Well, they couldn't stood it. Couldn't stood it much longer, so they called him back in there, and the commanding officer said, look, we'll give you $10,000 if you quit talking about the rebel beating the hell out of the Yankee, the Chickamauga. He said, hell no. He said, that ain't all, too. If you'll join the Union Army, we'll give you $10,000 and make you a sergeant. He said, make me a sergeant? He said, yeah, and give you $10,000 too. Ain't nobody gonna know about it. They'll all think you a Yankee sergeant too. He make me a sergeant. He said, oh yeah. He said, okay, I did it. Give me my $10,000. Well, they gave him the $10,000, gave him a brand new uniform with them brand new stripe out there. It wasn't long before he took a work detail out. And he got out there to the work detail and rebels were all working there, and all them Yankee soldiers were around there with them guns watching them rebels work, and he turned to them Yankee soldiers. He said, you know, them damn rebels like to beat the hell out of us at Chickamauga. You know that?